Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Everybody wants to feel like a dancer. I know I do, and I used to take dance. And so I love the thought of the bar workout and being able to feel like you're, you know, really in a dance class, a ballet class, as it were. And it's a great way to work out. But if you're not doing it correctly, can it be more injurious to your spine than, say, treadmill or aerobics class? My guest is Dr. Michelle Olson. She's a professor of exercise physiology at Auburn University in Montgomery. Welcome to the show, Dr. Olson. So let's talk about the bar workout. What is it first for the listeners? And then how can it be injurious to your spine? And how do we stop that?
Yes, okay, yeah. Really great hot topic, excuse me, because, you know, there are a lot of these classes going on, lots of different brands. You know, women in particular really enjoy them. I think they could be useful to, you know, most anybody, however. And, a bar-style workout is really a large modification and mimicking of some of what you might do in a typical ballet class when the ballerinas do a lot of their work and exercises at the bar, you know, holding the ballet bar and doing kicks and lifts and, you know, plié-style movements. So the bar workouts, again, take a lot of that ballet-inspired bar training and have formulated it into, you know, a more body-friendly, functional, useful type of a format. So some things, for example, that you might do in a bar class is be at a ballet bar and do squatting, maybe be on your toes and do squatting from your toes instead of having your, you know, your feet firmly planted. A lot of these bar classes also will move to the floor and do a number of Pilates-style exercises as well, Pilates ab exercises. So they work nicely on what we call muscular endurance, so they're not really a cardio workout. And because you're doing them mostly with just your own body weight or sometimes very, very lightweight, such as 2 or 3 pound dumbbells, they're not really a class where you are trying to profoundly increase your strength and build muscle. They're more in the middle of just, you know, getting your muscles awake, you know, getting your muscles to function, being able to do more repetitions before your, you know, your legs, your core, and your hip muscles, you know, get fatigued. So, again, they're popular for all these reasons, and I think also, again, because they share some things from Pilates. And we know that a proper series of Pilates exercises for your abs, for example, which I have researched, can really activate those abdominals and give you, you know, a great ab workout. So that
Dr.
kind
Olson,
of characterizes the class.
And so when people are doing them, and I hear you when you say, you know, the weights are not the focus, and because you want to be careful if you are using weights in that class, because it's more about moving your body, about that proprioceptive thing of moving and feeling the flow and dancing and strengthening. But a lot of the classes that advertise say we can make your muscles long and lean with the bar workout. You
yes,
know, please just dispel that sort of myth for
right.
us right here.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate sometimes that certain kinds of claims get attached to exercise programs that can stand in their own right. They don't, you know, the programs don't need any kind of extra marketing or something to make them sound magical. Your muscles have a prescribed length that's set based on your growth and development. And once you achieve, you know, reach maturation, your muscles have a set length. Now, when we stretch and we get a little bit looser and can reach farther, you know, that's really due to increased blood flow in the tendons and the ligaments. And it just, it's like a rubber band. They become a little more pliable. But the muscles can't change their length once they've reached
without a scalpel.
Saturation.
No, they can't.
They cannot. And your tendons and ligaments, you know, once they cool down and you know, you're sitting or driving in your car or, you know, just, you know, walking around the grocery store, you know, they retract back to more of their resting length. And actually that's important because you don't, if your muscles and tendons, your tendons and ligaments are overstretched, you know, in daily living activity, that can make you kind of unstable. So it's good to work on flexibility. It's good to have nice range of motion. But when you increase your flexibility, your muscles have not grown a millimeter. You cannot grow longer, leaner muscles. Muscles are already lean anyway. They're made of muscle tissue, which is non-fat tissue. The only way you can get leaner muscles would be if you added more muscle mass, actually, anyway. And that's not really what these classes, as we've said, are intended to do, is actually add muscle mass, is to help the muscle you do have work more effectively for a longer period of time.
Now, are these done to ballet-type music? Do they, like Zumba, try and pick up the pace of the music a little bit? Or is the fact of that kind of classical music sound what gets you that slower, controlled movement?
Right. They, again, somewhat similar to Pilates. You know, in Pilates, purists don't even use music. They don't even use background music. It's more about the flow and really focusing on your technique. And if your heart rate becomes elevated as you pump more blood into the working muscles, you know, you might, you know, feel your cardiovascular system elevated somewhat. But that's just more, it's not like we're jogging or, like you said, doing an aerobic Zumba class. That's not really what's going on. It's more, again, about the alignment, focusing on the muscles, trying to do each repetition with a lot of precision.
What should people look for when looking for this type of class?
I think, you know, look for programs that, where the instructors have to, you know, do a series of training and they are going through continuing education. It's real easy to find that out. That should be in the literature, either on the website for the studio or information about the brand of bar workout they're doing. Some of the brands, and this is also very hot, and this is something Pilates has had to deal with, really endorse this hard tucking under of the pelvis and flattening out your low back. And we know a lot of dancers have low back problems and hip problems because of having to do those techniques for the art and for how it looks. But the rest of us, you know, we're in bar classes to get fitter. We're not going to do a ballet performance where we have to maybe even contort our bodies a little bit to achieve.
So you're
aesthetic.
Saying, because we're almost out of time, you're saying that you really want people to concentrate on that neutral spine and not tucking that pelvis under so hard to create that flat back, which is for look.
Right. And so watch for that. If you go to visit a class, watch for that and listen, and you will see that there are many programs that encourage doing things in a neutral pelvis where that low back curve still exists and where you're like tightening and lifting your glutes, but you're not rolling your pelvis clear under you and doing this tuck, 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 tuck heavy tilting. That's a really good point, Melanie.
Well, this is such important information. So when you're looking for that bar class, look for all of those things that Dr. Michelle Olson has given you as guidelines. And that way it can be wonderful for your spine, for your back, for your core, and for your general health and well-being. If you missed any of the great information that we're giving here, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at RadioMD.com. And remember to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD. Share it with your friends. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.